Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, by Juju Gotti, and Big Jerv. Got a hell of a show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra content. The OG podcast. We're doing those 2 a week now, right? With basketball analysis from the people that you know and love and give you basketball analysis for years. Also, Cinephobe special edition episodes. That's right. They're episodes y'all haven't heard yet. The other day, someone asked me on Cameo to do Space Jam 2 with LeBron. And I said, guess what? Already done did it. Did it like a week after it came out. So you go there, patreon.com/countthedings. It's all there, all of them in the archive. Plus, you get access to the Discord. You get access to the watch-alongs, whether watching NBA games, whether we're watching movies together for Cinephobe. There's so much content that comes with the Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. Yo, by the way, let me just say, with regards to fucking playing basketball, because you brought it up and being washed. So I got to play in a charity basketball game next Saturday.
Oh my God, you've been stretching?
Yeah. Oh my Lord.
I was stretching all from like January, like Christmas actually, all the way up until All-Star. Since All-Star, the fitness regimen has fallen on hard times.
They got to stop asking 40-year-olds to play in fucking celebrity games, first of all.
At the same time, the alcohol consumption has gone up.
He worked out for All-Star. Now he's chilling to Summer League.
Dog, I got to get back on it. I got to get back on it. Ramadan starts tomorrow, or I guess today if you're listening to this on Monday. So that's going to help. The alcohol is going to get cut instantly, mm-hmm. and I'm going to drop some weight and all that. But I'm really, really – I'm going to tell you guys right now. I want to say this because the next time we record, it'll be after I have played in this game. I'm sincerely worried that I'm going to have a catastrophic injury.
I'm worried about you. Don't put that energy out there.
Not dog. It's already
the hamstring is gonna pop out at the same time.
No.
All right. How about this? I mean,
stress, bro.
I know it sounds crazy to strategically plan this out. Mm-hmm. Be a corner boy.
Oh no no.
Low effort. Stand in a corner and play free throw line to free throw line. No drives, but like it's easier said than done.
Top of the key to top of the key, bro. Don't play no free throw line. Lie happening between the key and the free throw line.
It sounds easier said than done until you're out there and you forget that you're like,
well, it's that and
to that.
Also, like,
I got three words for you and one mixtape, bro. Every time you get the ball, just shake the hell out of somebody and then pass that motherfucker, bro.
Hot sauce. That's the shit that'll get me hurt. That's the shit that'll get me hurt. Because that's too rapid of movement, a sharp movement. This is what I'm going to do, what I want to do. I want to just catch at the elbow, hand off, screen, fade to the other side. Yep. Handoffs, nigga, handoffs.
He want to do dribble handoffs and shit. Like, he want to
handoffs.
Like, he motherfucking Jokic and shit.
Hey, bro.
That's all. Dog, because that's
on them screens, brother. I'm just letting you know.
No.
You gotta put
I'm
up
good.
The stat line too, though, bro. You gotta put up.
Can you read? Read off who you're playing against so I can see what we doing?
Let me see who's gonna be in it. Hold on.
Because I think this matters. Put up,
you should finish with literally one rebound, bro. No rebound.
What if this right here? What if you go out there and show your ass and be the MVP, bro, and you come back?
Don't do that.
You're not being my friend right now. I'm gonna just say that. Right now.
Go crazy out that bitch, man.
Juju, I got a 43-year-old knee right now, dog. This shit, listen, dog. If a man got any ailments, I promise you, them shits is gonna start to hurt 72 hours prior because it's going to remind him, hey, my nigga, you need to relax. Don't go out here and do too much.
Damn, bro. I say go out on the bang.
Nah, really? Yo, just trade right, yo. Play the corner. Don't do the top. Don't do the foul line. I would say top of the key. You know what I mean? Be the guy that can make the extra pass. And if then you know, or you can hit the open shot. But you don't really need to be trying to get any rebounds unless it's a long, you know, a long rebound.
Use all your fouls. Use all your fouls,
I can't rebound.
Bro, if you gotta go,
hell no.
You're going to paint. No,
anything that allows you to leave your feet. Here's the thing: anything that allows you to leave your feet that you can land on somebody else's foot.
Anything, and that's like, the best case scenario.
Like taking a jump shot and you don't. That's another thing. Playing with wild niggas.
That's what I'm worried about. That's the biggest.
Lungs will get you hurt.
You can shoot and a nigga be right in your lander's box, and you just so, like, ah, oh, my
mission. My mission is literally just
Landers
to just
box.
The box, bro. Let me land, bro. The shooter's box, bro. Let me land. Good landing box, bro. For real.
That's nigga Juju. My mission is literally just get up and down the court a couple of times, maybe throw a no look pass somewhere in this. Yeah, a little magic shit like that. Definitely, I'm going to tell you right this. I'm going to call it right now. I will have one drive, and this is what I'm going to do. I already told you I'm going to do dribble handoffs, like, for the majority of the time. On one of them, Jerv, you've seen it happen. Where I do like this to the dribble handoff, and then I keep that shit.
Right,
that's, That's the signature of Blay, man. So I gotta do that shit.
80s. We done with the 80s.
Can we talk about them niggas, man? Like, let me just say that shit right here.
We done with the 80s. We done with the 2020s. I mean,
the nigga's funny.
I said it's a great addition to this year. I love it.
The nigga's funny, but I don't like, this is what I don't like about the internet, man. Is niggas will say some shit that's funny, and we all know it's funny. And then there's always a subset of people like, but that shit is real. I'm like,
yeah.
The nigga took all the worst plays on a game. What do you think? You could do the same shit for any game, any era. Just pull out all the worst plays.
They did it with 2020s. They did it with the 2020s.
They did it?
Yeah, they did it with the bubble game. It was like, he's like, Jamal Murray, trash. Look at him. Can't finish with his left. Look at him. Missed that pullback. Trash. It's crazy, though, man. Like,
oh, that's the nigga that showed the video of Mike not being able to finish with his left, like, not being able to go left or whatever.
I'm like, Mike literally did a switch hands layup for the dub. Mike literally shot free throws with his left. For the cash.
I mean, that was also early Mike, right? Like, early Mike probably needed to work on his game. As good as Mike was, like, it was probably aspects of his game he had to improve.
It's so many. Nick, like, first of all, Jaylen Brown is the highest paid player in the NBA with no left. Like, it don't even matter. Like, it's more about can you stop this person or not, or did that actual lack of hand stop you from being great? Like, man, he would have been the greatest player, bro, if he would have worked on his left. We've never had those conversations. We never had. You know what, man? That nigga would have been nice, bro. All he needed was a left hand.
He's going right out every time. Okay.
And to be honest, stop him? Being able to score with being ambidextrous in basketball is a vanity play, because if it go in, I don't give a fuck if you do that shit with two hands.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a vanity play, bro.
Oh, he only goes right. Okay. Can you stop him?
Tony Parker.
Then nobody gives a fuck, man. That shit real.
It should be so. From a fan's perspective, it is ass when you just see the fact that, like, you know, this player is going to go this one side and there's literally nothing the defender can do about it. Or it looks like the defender is not trying to, but you know they are, like, because they know the motherfucker's not going to go left.
I think we've all been in an offensive situation where you hot, right? And you like, nigga, why would I change up if it's working? Like, all right, they ain't gonna stop me because it's a game of reads. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's the Shaq thing. It's like, you know, I'm 60% lifetime from the field. Why would I, like, everyone say, oh, if you only develop a jump shot, why do I need a jump shot?
Yeah, it wouldn't make no sense, bro. If I know I'm a guaranteed 27, 29 a game, I think that the nuance of the conversation too that makes it super weird is that somebody had to do something to inspire you, which cancels out all this shit, right? Could you imagine a nigga like Kareem playing like Giannis off rip? I told somebody the other day, because it was one of our listeners that DM'd us and was like, yo, you seen that Mike video? He sends it to me because he knows I'm a Jordan apologist, right? And I said, hey, look at it like this. I said, when you were in high school, if you're over six whatever and you're the tallest nigga in your neighborhood, you're playing center.
No, that was,
you know what I mean? Back then, niggas was not being able to be doing all that.
No, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you right now. So my oldest is playing basketball, right? Club ball, and then for the school, I think I told y'all about the coach. Mm-hmm.
She made the team, right?
Yeah. But the coach is terrible.
Because we didn't know she was trying out at that time. I got
updates. I won't bore you guys, but basically, the middle school coach is terrible. But the first couple of practices, I'm asking my kid, what are y'all doing? And they're working on spot shooting. And I said, oh, cool. Like, so, or method shooting. I'm like, cool. I said, so how'd you shoot? So I didn't shoot. I was like, why not? Coach made me and the other tall kid rebound. So they were just like,
old school values.
And I'm like, no, it's no values because. So further on down the seat, so they're playing. I missed the first couple of games because I'm traveling. I finally get there for a game. I'm watching the game. I'm like, what the hell are y'all doing? Mm-hmm. Right? So then the next game they play against this kid. This kid is going to go pro. Mm-hmm.
You feel it. You see it.
Seventh grader, 5'9", a sturdy, not stocky, strong 5'9", play the game with super poise, everything. like right decisions, every pulling up from three effortless, four or five times in a row. Coach don't say shit. These motherfuckers are dropping below the three-point line. This kid's coming up, pulling up from three, wet every single time. No, about the fourth time, I said, pick up ball, because the kid done rebounded over here, dribbled all the way down, and coach don't say shit. So after the game, I said, I was like, what did coach say in the timeout? They talk about anything about changing the defensive, picking up defense, putting pressure, realizing she's that kid is the only good player on that team. Number 24, only good player. Everybody else is just like Will. Give the ball to Will, right? And my kid says, no. And I said, what did coach talk about? I said, we need to rebound better. I'm like, rebound better? Come out the net.
Yeah.
Come out the rebound. So they lose by like 30. The next day they have practice. I said, did y'all practice like defensive? No. We played dribble knockout, then knockout, and then we scrimmage. And I was like,
we done with the 2020s.
we done with all this shit, right?
Damn.
So my kid's in a good with a good AAU coach. And there was only like three more games left in the middle school season. So I was just like, you know what? At first I was gonna go like, what the fuck are you doing?
Let's just pull it.
But then I was like, there's three games left. Next year is high school, JV, all that stuff. Play these three games, get your reps, sweat, break a sweat, whatever. And then, like, we're going to focus on the AU stuff. The AU coach, now, this is why I like this dude. He's a young dude, but all the kids are doing all everything. If we're doing in and outs, even, like, they got a kid that's even bigger than my kid, big, slow. You got to do the in and out at the cone, go up. The coach is there with the pad hitting you. You got to finish through contact, opposite hands. And it's crazy because I think the one thing that my kid does really well, which is weird, is finish with both hands. Like the vanity play, but it's like it's dope to see my kid finish.
It's a good note. It's a good note. They like, oh, I can finish with the left, right?
Well, my kid's a lefty, so finish it with the right.
Right, yeah.
But people don't know. Like, though, people will watch because, for instance, when they go to the layup line, they always start with right hand because most kids are right handed. So my kid goes up with right hand, and then when they get to the left hand, I'm like, oh, that's the actual dominant hand. It's a little like Mike Conley shit happening. So I'm thinking, like, at some point, we're gonna start throwing in the floaters, the right-handed floater.
Gotta just turn, gotta turn her into a guard, man.
Right.
Just like, fuck that position shit. That shit out. Right. But I'm thinking about this, right? Imagine, Juju, if you had the Euro step when you was in high school. Or if you had a James Harden step back in high school, Jerv. Like, how crazy would your game, how much would your point average go up adding these things? Like, that's the thing I think fans don't really be realizing, because I'd be like, all right, strip away all this shit James Harden, Steph, and all them niggas doing, and throw these niggas in the 80s and 90s and say, play they style. But you don't get to keep the talent that you
don't
had.
You don't get to keep the moves that
we
you
having
learned.
A different conversation. Right. We having a way different conversation, because a lot of them niggas don't know how to play basketball. They very athletic, but they don't know how to play basketball. So the 80s and 90s, if you come into the situation like, you imagine niggas in time travel and saying, man, why you ain't just do this? Niggas gonna look at you and probably burn you at a stake and think you a witch, because a nigga ain't never seen that. I said that shit. Every era had an alien where a nigga seen it for the first time and was like, oh, hell nah. Iverson hitting Jordan with that crossover for the first time. He hitting twice with the same move. Jordan was like, nigga, what? Hold on. I ain't never seen this. Jason White Chocolate hitting Gary Payton. That nigga tried to trip him. Yeah. Bro, it was some shit like niggas is just
that's
like
that's one of the nastiest shit.
You know what I'm saying? Where you like, oh bro, this is some shit I ain't never seen. Vince Carter dunking on Alonzo Mourning. Nigga, that nigga said boom and said, that shit make you want to retire because you ain't never seen no shit like that in your life.
Grant Hill dunked on Vince Carter. I mean, dunked on Alonzo Mourning twice in one game with the left hand. Scottie
Pippen. Grant Hill hit niggas Scottie Pippen with that cross and niggas ain't ready for that. I guess certain aliens in this shit. Like, imagine the first nigga that was like a point guard that was like 5'11 and seen Magic Johnson. Like, oh, he not playing. He not about to tip.
I say, that's y'all five. No, wait,
That's our one, nigga. Nigga, like what?
No, and you keep saying, imagine like fuck at the NBA level. Imagine playing high school against this nigga, man. This shit ain't fair.
That shit not fair.
Bro, the first time I got on campus and I seen Tyson Chandler, nigga. I never seen nobody 7 feet in my life, nigga. So that shit looked like an alien. Like, I'm like, the fuck? I'm like, bro, really exists? He looking in our classrooms and shit like this. You know, he got the like the to open the window to slide this thing like this, like to see who's in here. I'm like, nah, this nigga, no way this nigga exists like this, bro. This nigga a real human.
Juju, who is the high school like phenoms coming out when you was in high school? Like in Atlanta.
I wasn't in Atlanta. I was in Waycross, Georgia.
I
moved to Atlanta.
Who's the most athletic nigga out of there? Like, I know they got some crazy athletes out of that motherfucker in Georgia in general, but just out of that area. I'm sure it's a football nigga, probably.
Hold on. I'm trying. It's the hard part. I'm trying to figure out by Juju's age. KCP, that's KCP older than you, right?
How old is KCP?
When did KCP play?
KCP not even 30 yet, bro. He's 28.
No way. Kentavious.
Damn, who was five when I was in?
He's 31 now. He just hit 31.
Yeah, I'm about to say that.
That nigga been in the league for a minute, bro.
For 10 years. 11 years. This is 11th year.
That's what I'm saying. I remember that nigga was a rookie coming out of Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had some names.
Goddamn. Man, 2013. 2013. Nobody ever make it from where I'm from. That's the thing. Nobody don't ever make it out.
But in Georgia, though, I'm trying to think about the niggas in Georgia.
Oh, see.
In Georgia.
I remember Trey Tompkins.
Nigga, I remember
Travis Leslie.
Mercedes Lewis, nigga. When I seen Mercedes Lewis for the first time, I was like, bro, he ain't 18, nigga.
But sidebar, Caitlin Clark came back on these hoes again and is tied up with 20 seconds left. This shit crazy, man. I've been trying not to tune in to that shit, but that shit going crazy right now. Salute to Iowa and Nebraska.
Does she have 30 again against them?
She was struggling because they were double teaming her.
I saw the stats that it's like the only time in like NCAA history you got someone who nine straight times she scored 30 points on her ass. At least
right,
30.
She got 28 right now.
She had a crazy second half then. Yeah.
Hell yeah. They were just down 8 points with 2 minutes left. Now they tied them up. 29 seconds left. But I know this already happened.
That's my motherfucking shit. Okay.
All right. So these are the guys from Georgia who went to high school in Georgia. And I'm trying to guess.
I wasn't never really on it though.
Josh Okogie.
Okay.
That's too soon. Josh Okogie.
Bro, what I'm saying to you is I'm not a sports nigga back then. Back then I was in the streets. So I was like, other than my school, like shit.
My nigga Juju been trying to tell y'all for about 5 minutes. Yo, no matter who y'all say, I'm not gonna know none of these niggas because I wasn't paying attention to none of that shit back then.
Bro, I was on hoes only.
Hoes in the Blind Side.
Right. I ain't even like plan on going to college or none of that shit, bro. Like I just graduated and then niggas was like, oh, they got a basketball tryout. And I went and tried out for basketball and got them made that shit. So it's just like, I started focusing like a couple years ago type shit and trying to be a better man. And everybody out there listening, man, send some prayers and some love, man, to our brother Jason, man. He had a loss this week, man. We love you, bro. We thinking about you and we really care for you, man.
Yeah, yes, tough sir. One. Like his cousin, right? His little cousin, and so that's always. It's hard to lose people, but it's even harder, I think, when you're losing people that are younger than you. That's got to be something that'll shake you up. And then shout out also to all of our listeners who have family members back in Haiti. I know things are getting crazy out there right now. Mm-hmm. So you know, obviously. Our brother Waz has family over there, so we got, and I know a lot of other people who do too. So hopefully this shit dies down in some way and y'all find a way through it. So shouts out to everybody. For Jerv, for Juju, for Trey, I'm Amin Alhassan reminding you to stay black, motherfucker. And also tap into that Patreon.